Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm your teacher, Peter. Thanks for joining us this Saturday.
Hi friends, I'm Pauline. We talked about some fun things this week, and today we can review all of it together.
You know, Pauline, I thought it would be fun to first talk about your summer plans before we start working too hard. The summer is fun, so what are you going to do?
Well, that's a good question. I hope to go camping, to go out into the mountains and enjoy nature. What about you, Peter?
Well, I should have a short vacation, so I plan to go traveling. During the summer, many people travel. I think it's great.
I do too. I love to travel. So we had a very interesting week, filled with fun lessons. What happened this week?
Very good question. Let's see. We had a very interesting feature article.
I love those lessons.
Do you remember what it was about?
Yes. Oh, wait, no.
Well, I will give you a hint. It's okay. It has to do with fast, red, expensive cars.
Oh, yes. I think I can guess. We also enjoyed the Dragon Boat Festival. That is always nice.
Yes, this happens every summer, and it's a great time to learn about culture as well.
Let's start reviewing by looking at the lessons. Then we'll ask some questions. Pay attention.
Yes, make sure to pay attention, friends. Okay, let's get started reviewing. We can watch all those lessons from this week together.
Are you excited about the dragon boat race, Taylor?
Yes, I watch the dragon boat races every year.
Do you ever row a dragon boat?
You don't row a dragon boat, Linda. You paddle a dragon boat.
Oh, that's interesting. Do you ever paddle a boat?
No, I usually just watch.
Are you ready for the race, Alex?
Yes. The weather is beautiful today.
You're right. It's a great day for dragon boat races.
Oh, look at all the teams in their colorful uniforms.
They look great.
Oh, yes, but dragon boat racing isn't easy.
You're right. Each team member has very strong arms.
I'll interview the team captains about the race.
Why don't you interview them next to their boats?
Great idea. I'll tell the camera crew.
Be careful, Alex. The dock is wet. Don't slip.
I'm okay. I'll be fine. I'll be careful when I step onto the dock.
Watch out. The wood is slippery. Don't fall into the river.
Did you hear about Alex?
No. What happened to him?
He fell in the river at the dragon boat race.
Uh-oh. Is he okay?
Yes, he's okay. But he really felt dumb. One of the captains pulled him out of the water with an oar.
Did he still interview the team captains?
No, Susie did the interviews. Alex was really disappointed.
Hey, Rob. Are you ready for your show?
Almost. I'm just reviewing my notes.
What's today's show about?
I'll give you a hint. Their cars are red, fast, and famous.
Oh, I know. You're talking about Ferrari.
You're right.
I really admire their sports cars.
Me too. Did you know Ferrari is actually a family name?
No, I didn't know that.
The man who started the company was named Enzo Ferrari.
Ferrari makes cars, but the company is really focused on racing.
That's true. Their racing team is very successful. They have won more Formula One races than any other team.
I believe it. They are also the only team that makes all of the parts for its cars.
They must have some amazing engineers.
Now I want to drive a Ferrari.
Those cars are expensive, Alex. But if you're lucky, you might get to look at one. Susie, tomorrow is the last day of school. Did you know that?
Really? All the kids must be very excited.
Of course. I always liked summer vacation.
Me too. We didn't have school for 3 months.
I slept in and then played all day.
Yeah. It's too bad we don't get 3 months of summer vacation now.
I know.
Well, we will have to make the most of our short vacations.
That's right. Do you have any vacation plans?
I want to go abroad this summer.
That's great. Where do you want to go?
I want to fly to London. Then I'll go by train to Paris.
Will you go alone?
No, my friend will go with me. Students always look forward to summer vacation. In many places, it starts in June or July. Everyone has some time to relax and enjoy different activities. In the United States, many kids play sports in the summer. Some kids play baseball or soccer. Many kids also swim in the summer. Sometimes kids go to sports camps to improve their skills. Some students want to make money in the summer. They can get summer jobs. Often summer jobs are part-time. Some students work at fast food restaurants. Other students cut grass or take care of animals. Students who are good swimmers can work at a swimming pool. Some students will babysit or work at summer camps. As soon as summer begins, some kids go to summer camp. These camps are often in the mountains or by a river or lake. At summer camp, kids can enjoy outdoor sports and go swimming. They play lots of games, too. Other kids go to day camps. During the day, these camps have lots of activities. At night, students go home. What will you do this summer?
Wow, that really helps to see those lessons again, doesn't it? And now it's time to review with a couple of questions.
I'm ready for any questions, Peter. I have my notes and friends you can try to answer with us.
Well, all right then. Let's start with our review about the feature. Okay, what is red, expensive, and fast?
A hot air balloon.
A hot air balloon? I wouldn't think of those as very fast. Maybe try again.
Oh, I know. A Ferrari sports car.
Yes, exactly. Ferraris are very special cars, and they are very expensive. Do you know where they are from?
Oh, where are they from, Peter? Are they from Italy?
Yes, exactly. They started in the country Italy, and they actually make all the parts for their own cars. And Ferrari also has its own racing team. This racing team has won more than 200, 220 races. That's more than any other team.
Well, now I think it's time to talk about the dragon boat races. We have some friends in the dragon boat races.
Yes, we do. Alex and Susie are in the dragon boat races.
But someone falls in the water. Who could it be?
That, you know, I think I know. It has to be Alex.
Yes. Do you remember what happened?
Let's see. The dock was wet and slippery. So he slipped and fell into the river.
Yes, that's right. But he's okay. He feels a little dumb. The captain pulls him out of the water.
Dragon boat races are a perfect thing to do during the summer. I love this summer.
Yes, me too. It is warm and the sun is out. And I remember when I was in school, we had summer vacation.
What did you used to do during your summer breaks?
Oh, my family used to go on a lot of trips, usually in the United States to visit other family. What about you?
Well, I would always visit my grandparents. It was always a good time to see them. Well, this was a nice review, but right now we need to take a short break. We'll see you right after this. Welcome back, everyone. We're all rested and ready to go after that short break. So, which was your favorite lesson this week?
The lesson about summer vacation. I just love this season so much. I love being outdoors, and when the summer is here, we get to be outdoors more.
Yes. I liked your answer earlier. Let's go camping. It's always a good time to be outside during the summer. In the winter, you've got to be indoors all the time.
That's right. Well, now it's time to watch our features from the week. This will be fun.
Yes, every Saturday, first we review the lessons, and then separately we will look at those features. They're a little more fun and a little more relaxing. Okay, so here we go. This will be a lot of fun.
Hello, friends. Welcome to Jack's File. I'm Jack, and I'm glad you're here. I'm looking at pictures of sports cars. I like sports cars because they can go really fast. I like to drive fast. Well, not too fast, because I like to be safe too.
Many people like sports cars. Sports cars can go fast and are fun to drive. Usually, sports cars are small. Only two people can sit in one. One famous sports car is a Ferrari. These are very expensive cars, so not many people own them. They can go really fast. 340 kilometers per hour. There aren't many places where you can drive that fast. Porsches are another kind of sports car. These can also go very fast, more than 320 kilometers per hour. Most people don't drive them that fast. When you want to drive fast, you must know your car well. You must know how well and how fast it turns. You must also know how quickly it can stop. If you're going very fast, you need to be able to stop. People who want to drive very fast usually take special driving lessons. Then they can learn things about their cars that help them drive fast and safely.
Wow. Can you imagine how fast a car can go? I like to drive fast, but I don't know if I could drive that fast. I'd need to be a really good driver. I know there are places where I can learn to drive a race car. Wouldn't that be fun? But for now, I'll just watch other people drive fast. I'll see you next time on Jack's File. Goodbye, everyone.
Strong with positive words, you can't go wrong.
This world will be a better place if we live in love and practice grace.
Speaking English can be fun. You can speak with everyone. Just open up your mouth and say, I hope you have a wonderful day. Speaking English can be fun. When see a stranger, please don't.
Hello everyone, welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today we're talking about travel, and here to answer our question is my special guest, Ms. V. Za.
Hello, Rob.
Hello, V. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for inviting me.
V, you are a flight attendant, right?
Yes, I travel a lot.
Then you're the perfect person to answer our question. Our question today comes from Sally Huang of Miaoli, Taiwan. Sally asks, my family and I will be traveling abroad this summer. Other than plane tickets and hotel rooms, what else should we prepare?
That's a great question, Sally. I'm so happy that you get to travel. It's always fun to visit new places.
That's true. So Sally and her family are traveling abroad. That means they are traveling to another country. What things should they prepare?
If you are visiting another country, you need a passport.
Tell us more about that.
Before you travel abroad, you must apply for a passport. If approved, your country's government will give you a passport. The passport is a small book. It has your photo and all your information in it.
When you leave your country and enter another country, you must show your passport.
That's right. Another important thing you may need when you travel is a visa.
Yes, a visa says that you are allowed to enter and leave a country, and how long you are allowed to stay in the foreign country.
That's right. Some countries may allow you to enter without a visa. It is always best to check the country's laws before you travel.
Great reminder. Thanks for answering our question today, V. I learned a lot. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Well, Teresa, do you see any birds?
Shh, be quiet.
Oh, do you see any birds?
Just the usual ones. Nothing special.
Yeah, same with me.
We just have to remember to be very quiet. What was that noise?
That noise was me! I am Super Sentence Man!
But we don't need a super sentence.
Hmm?
Did we say something wrong? Jeff, do you need a super sentence?
No. Nobody said anything wrong. But as I was flying up there, I thought, look at those two people just sitting in the forest. They look bored. Maybe they would like today's super sentence.
We're not bored. We're bird watching.
Well, do you see any birds yet?
No.
Just for fun, here is today's super sentence. As soon as something happens, something else happens. Can you make your own super sentence?
Okay. As soon as fall comes, some of these trees will lose their leaves.
As soon as fall comes, some of these trees will lose their leaves. Super! Do you have another one?
As soon as you leave, some bird watchers will be able to look for birds again.
Don't worry. I'm sure you'll see some amazing birds. Well, this was fun, wasn't it? Remember, a super sentence every day will make your English great.
That was amazing.
What? Super Sentence Man?
No. As soon as Super Sentence Man came, some beautiful birds landed on that tree and began dancing.
Oh, I want to see. Which tree? Where are they?
Oh, they're gone now.
No! Super Sentence Man! I miss the birds.
Those features are great. It is a fun way to learn our English. And we can always practice here, together.
Yes, we always enjoy answering questions with you. You can always come back on Saturdays to review lessons with us. And you can watch those conversations again.
And now I think, since we've been talking about so many fun things, and I think it's time for all of us to go outside. You know, it's Saturday. It's summer. So hop into your Ferrari and go for a drive.
Or hop into a dragon boat. You did a great job today, everyone, friends. And we will see you again on Monday to start new shows.
Come to think of it, I don't have a Ferrari. How can I go driving?
I guess you'll have to walk, Peter. Well, thanks for joining us today, friends. We'll see you next time on
Let's Talk in English. Goodbye.